Nicholas Green. I arise today to a mighty plan, the invocation of the Trinity, to believe in the Trinity, to confession of the oneness of the Creator of creation, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Let's make this message easy today, okay? This is the message. Do not be afraid. Could you repeat that for me? Do not be afraid. That's the sermon. See you next week. Okay.
Now I will be so sure.
Let's say something else about why we shouldn't be afraid. And this is a preaching from a person who has been afraid thousands of times. The same as you. We are believers. A few days ago, I experienced high levels of anxiety in the face of a potentially dangerous situation. And other things that happened, I received with sadness news about amazing people that are not in this country, no longer in this country, because this place for them is not a safe place. They don't feel welcome anymore. They feel persecuted, sent to the edges of the society. And I feel afraid, friends, when I see how people of my community are mistreated and how their dreams are falling apart. Or the dreams of queer folks that they feel that this is not a safe place for them. But I've also been afraid, just like you all, of irrational things. It could be from an alien abduction some years ago, or horror movies, or El Señor de la Bolsa, the man of the bag, the man who is you. If it became when you were a child, this man was going to take you. It was a problem when in Latin America we received the tradition of Santa Claus, maybe. But this hombre de la bolsa. Maybe irrational fears. Even so, someone who during this land has to face his fears, I repeat this message. Do not be afraid. And it is not me. It is Jesus who tells us, do not be afraid. And yet, if I say this three times, it's not a coincidence. Jesus knew fear. Jesus knew that his time was approaching. And of course, he will sweat blood on the night of Holy Thursday. But he knew very well that it was not yet the time to fear. Not in front of the Pharisees and not in front of the name of Herod, the Father. He is not going to be afraid. He knew about it. And his father, Joseph, who will celebrate next week, he knew about it when they had to flee in Egypt. Because of an unjust and oppressive system. The Pharisees wanted to frighten Jesus by telling them that Herod was seeking to kill him. They wanted to do it. In other words, they wanted to frighten the chicken with a box, or rather, the hen with a box. But they didn't see why, in the world of symbolical symbols, the box is a symbol of cunning, but also a fearful being who tries to achieve its goals through traps and deceit. That's the image that some people have of God. On the other hand, the hen is a precious maternal image. Have you seen a hen? So beautiful, right? The chicken, the hen, with the chicks. It's an image of tenderness, of sweetness. Obviously, for those that are from the city. Who comes from the countryside? Could you please raise your hand if you come from the countryside? Thank you, Gary and someone else. Oh, thank you. Some of you know that a chicken and a hen is not exactly the same, right? Yeah, we know the difference. Country boys, country girls know the difference between a chicken and a hen. I can tell you, you know very well the difference. The hen is the mother chicken, so just try to touch the chicken. If you dare, you will see it is not just the image of tenderness and sweetness. Some of us carry in our bodies the memories of those encounters with chickens and our attempts to grab an egg to put a moment there, where we could pick or spoil an egg or something. Today, Jesus is the hen, while Herod is the fox. Jesus knew that he was going to die. He was going to give his life. Just as the hen is willing to die rather than let their chick to be devoured by a fox. And that is Jesus for us, facing the challenges of this world. In front of our own challenges, Jesus is holding our hand, walking with us, embracing us, wrapping us in his love and protection. Jesus is not going to be afraid for those that use fear to control others, like the Pharisees. Jesus was not going to be afraid for a weak ruler without moral authority and without real power before the Roman Empire, which would ultimately execute Jesus' death. Do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Do not be afraid, Jesus says, I am your shepherd. Do not be afraid, I am your protection. Do not be afraid, I am your help. Do not be afraid, I am your liberator. Do not be afraid, I am the true king. Do not be afraid, I am your beloved. Do not be afraid. I am your loving father. Do not be afraid. I am the mother's lamb. Do not be afraid. I am the hen who will give her life for her chicks. For you and you and you and you and you and you, beloved chicks of God. Y quizá para ti que me estás escuchando por internet, que tienes miedo de venir acá, no tengas miedo. No tengas miedo, donde quiera que estés, wherever you are, to not be afraid. But I also understand that it is difficult not to be afraid. As Rabbi David in the synagogue across the street in a chanted seminary, Rabbi David says that God understands that while we may not be able to be fearless, with God's love, he may help us to fear less, at least. It is okay not to be fearless. The world, it is complicated, but fear less. Jesus, the hen, gave his life for us, and he's coming today to embrace us in his loving arms in the Eucharist. And with Him, that world, when we can live together in respect and unity, is possible. That world that
our dear Emilio González, the funeral that was here, you still remember a place where we can say, hola, hello, ciao.
Won't you?
Let us continue, my siblings, with our Lenten practices to the best of our ability.
Let us keep our spirits up. God is with us. As St. Francis reminds us, Christ with me, Christ before me, Christ before, behind me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ at my right, Christ at my left, Christ everywhere. And let us continue to reap the benefits of creativity that Father and Lady was inviting us to live during this time of Lent. Remember that in difficult times, that the ones that we are facing right now, dreaming, being creative, and not being afraid, are some of the most wonderful acts of resistance, resilience, and human dignity. Don't be afraid. No tengas miedo. Don't give the hope. That's satisfaction. En el nombre del Padre, y del Hijo, y del Espíritu Santo. Amén.